Welcome to David's Heart Broadcast. It had been a while since I had been on here, and the Lord has just prompted me to do a surprise broadcast. It wasn't nothing that was announced. I just want to come on here and share with you guys the Father's heart for a few moments. I want to say hey to everybody that's jumping on. I hope you're having a wonderful Saturday. And I just want to go ahead and get started for those that are jumping on. It's good to see you guys, too. It had been a while since my grandmother had passed. And I want to start before I say anything else and thank you for your prayers. All the messages that I got since she passed. It's been a very difficult time, but the Lord has been with me every step. And I know where she is, and that gives me a peace like no other. But I want to thank you guys for your prayers, and like I said, the kind messages, just anything that you did, I'm just truly, truly thankful. And I want to start by saying that first and foremost. But I'm going to go ahead and share with you what he put up on my heart for those that are jumping on and those that will catch the replay. The Lord laid on my heart, this is a time to rise up. And I'm going to read Mark 5:41 really quick, and then I'm going to share with you what's on my heart. Taking her by the hand, he said to her, Talitha Kumi, which means, little girl, I say to you, arise. And when I was laying down one night, I kept hearing those words, Talitha Kumi. And it was especially during the time that, you know, my grandmother passed. It was a very grieving time for me. But he's not only calling me to rise up, he's calling each of you to rise up for such a time as this. Where are you at right now? Are you in a deep, dark pit and it looks like there's no way out? Are you in a place where you feel like you're being held captive by the depression, the anxiety? There's a battlefield going on in your mind. You know, it's even hard to get up and face the day. I feel that for some of you right now. It's hard. And I just want to come alongside you for this short period of time. And I just want to pull you back up to your feet again. I just want to look at you in the eyes and tell you that you are so much more. And the Father desires you. He is roaring over you. He is singing songs of victory over you. And I need you to just get that within your spirit. He's saying, little girl, I say to you, arise. If you feel dead spiritually, though she was dead physically, there are some of you that have died spiritually. Things are beginning to feel dormant within you. That fire is just barely hanging on. But he is speaking to your spirit. He is speaking to that soul. Little girl, I say to thee, arise. My son, I say to thee, arise. He is calling not only his daughters, but his sons. It is time to rise up and come to the front line and know that Yeshua is right there with you. You are in his embrace no matter what kind of chaos is going on around you. Whatever concerns you concerns him. He is concerned over your affairs. He is concerned over what you're going through. And he is with you. And he is calling you to rise up. Talitha Kumi means damsel arise. And to arise is to break through the power of impossibility or limitation. It means to stand up, to come forth, to awake, to sit up. And I really like this one, come alive, because that's what we need to do right now in this hour. I love that song, Come Alive. And I feel like that there is some dry bones that need to come alive. There are some people that need to come alive. it's just a wearying time for you, but I am coming alongside you spiritually, and I am saying to you, get up. It's time to rise up. You are stronger than this thing that is coming against you. You are stronger than you think you are. And in the name of Jesus, the name above every name, you can conquer this mountain before you. You can see him open up that sea and cause a highway to go right through it. There is nothing impossible, and you need to break free of that impossibility, that limitation that has been placed against your mindset. Nothing is impossible. Don't give up. There's one thing I can remember about my grandmother that she always said, and she fervently believed, no matter what situation we were facing, she would say, there is nothing impossible with God. And she stood on that. And it didn't matter what it looked like. She knew that she knew he would come through for her. And that's what I want you all to get within your spirit. I want you to come alive. Remember the beautiful gate. The man got up and he walked. Remember Tabitha in Acts. She had no other choice to come forth, and she was physically dead. And right now, there are some of you I'm speaking to that spiritually, there's some things in you dying. There's some things in you that's laying dormant. And I speak to those things in you to come alive. Come alive in the mighty name of Jesus. You have come to the kingdom for such a time as this. Lay aside that weariness. Lay aside that defeated mindset. Lay it aside. Shake it off. Even Bartimaeus, he threw his cloak off. He no longer needed it. He came alive. And I pray over each of you a spiritual vision. I talked about that last night because I feel that that is so needed in the hour that we are living in. And whatever situation, I need you to look beyond that. Elisha had to get that servant eyes open to see the host of angel armies that was already camped around you. If you could look through the eyes of your spirit right now, you would see you are not alone in this situation. They are already surrounding you. They are already surrounding this thing. And it's not going to come nigh to you. It's not going to do you harm. Open those spiritual eyes. I declare that 2020 spiritual vision over these airways on each and every person, that you will see those angels camped all around. You will see that victory coming. You will see those chariots of fire that is coming on your behalf. There is more for you than they are against you. Hallelujah. There is more. Rise up and declare, Talitha Kumi, resurrect some things in your life. Speak that over those things prophetically. He is causing his church to awaken, and there is a fire that is falling upon this earth. Be ready to receive that fire. And I pray that fresh fire to fall over these airways right now in the name of Jesus. This discouragement that you're going through is a distraction that makes you see those problems bigger than your God. And it is time to tell your mountain how big your God is. And that it has no other option but to move out of your way. Hallelujah. That fear go in Jesus' name. Just like that song, fear go. Holy Spirit, blow like a mighty wind over these airways. Come as a mighty fire over these airways. I declare it prophetically in Jesus' name. Know that your problems, they are not bigger than the God that you serve. And I am prophetically speaking that every dead situation in your life is receiving a newness of life. It is beginning to spring up in the very place that you thought it was dead and buried. You are going to see those things resurrected because I declare that Talitha Kumi over every situation, over every prodigal, over everything that you're facing right now. I say to you, little girl, arise. I say to you, son of God, arise. Let that fire begin to blaze within you. Let it begin to get you to stand back up again. There is more for you than they are standing against you. Hallelujah. Every strong man that's assigned to hinder your progress, whatever it is, I pray it falls down and dies in the name of Jesus. Anything that is trying to keep you from stepping into that fullness of what God is calling you to do. And if it's fear that's holding you back, I pray that fear go in the name of Jesus. And that you be covered with a boldness like you have never had before. It is time. It is time to take on the wings of eagles. It is time to soar above these circumstances. You've got to look beyond. It's so easy. It is so easy to look around and be afraid. It is so easy to look at that situation that's in front of you that's fallen apart. It's easy to have the enemy stand in your face and say it's over. Oh, let us heal. Jesus. But I need you to look beyond that circumstance, look beyond that fear, look beyond that enemy that is taunting you, look beyond that Goliath that stands before you and taunts you. Look beyond, because there is an army of angels that has been dispatched on your behalf. God has not forgotten you. God has not left you in this place to die, and God is not going to give up on you or anything that concerns you. Hallelujah, Jesus. But I declare those two words to Letha Kumi, arise, arise, arise. I pray that the fire in you arises. I pray the anointing in your life arises to the surface. I pray that that boldness in you arises. I pray that that fearlessness in you arises. That desire and that pushing back the limitation and the impossibility in your mind, I pray that it arises. That situation, that child, that husband, that wife, that prodigal, I pray will arise in Jesus' name. That situation, whatever it is not dead. It is not buried. It is not lifeless. The breath has not left it. If you hold on, you will see God breathe life back into this thing. You will see restoration. You will see the resurrection come forth, because when he speaks, his word does not return void. And his word for you will not return void. He saw that place where you fail. He saw that place where you're mourning right now and where you're grieving. He saw that place where you wanted to throw in the towel and say, I give up. His eyes are fixed upon you. His eyes of fire is fixed upon you. And know that he is coming to your rescue. He will cross over 1 million people to get to you. Oh, let us seal it. And I pray, oh, let us seal it, that the winds of the Most High God will blow you from this place of stagnation into a place of peace, a place of fulfillment, a place of the fullness and the glory of God, because his glory is descending on those who will receive it. It's time to shake off that fear in this body of Christ. There's a lot of fear and there's a lot of doubt. And it's time to stand like you have never stood before. You stand and you declare the word of God in your home, over this nation, over any single territory. I declare that revival, and I declare that rising up from the north, the south, the east, the west. I pray each of you will rise up today with a fervent fire, a fervency to go back into the front lines of that battlefield and let the enemy know that you are not backing down. You are not defeated. You are a child of the Most High God, and he has to go. You will not be forsaken. I need someone to get that within their spirit. You will not be forsaken. He has not left you. Every good thing that the enemy has destroyed in your life, every good thing that he has tried to hold on to, I just speak to Letha Kumi, which is arise in the name of Jesus. Arise, that damsel, it means damsel, arise. Well, that damsel to you could be something totally precious that you need to rise up. It's something that is important to you. And it's time for it to arise. It's time for you to see the glory of God on that situation. The glory of him is shining upon you, even at this moment. His eyes are upon you. This deep pit of darkness that wants to swallow you up cannot touch you. It cannot come against you in the name of Jesus. It cannot take the things that belong to you. Because like those lepers that said, why sit here till we die? You are getting back up again, and you are going into the enemy's camp, and you are taking back what is yours. That's what we've come here to do. We've come to rise up. We've come to let the enemy know and put him on notice that we are coming for what's ours. We fight this battle on our knees. And sometimes it may seem like it's a wrestling match at the gates of heaven. We've all come to that place where we have wrestled like Jacob. Hallelujah. But you will walk away with that limp of victory. You will walk away. Stronger. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And I speak that strength right now over these airways. Rise, arise, arise, arise. Children of God, it's time to arise. Let your voices be heard. Let your shouts of victory be heard. For you come in the name of the Lord. And if you come in the name of the Lord, you've already come in victory. Defeat is not an option. You have come for such a time as this. And I want you to just get that so strongly within your spirit right now. Hallelujah. And I just wanted to come on here and I just want to share that with you. And I just want you to let that sink in to your spirit. And I just want to do what I would call a prophetic declaration over each of you before I end this. Lord, I pray over each and everyone right now that you will put in them a fresh fire, a fresh zeal and desire to rise up. That everything in them, you will begin to stir it up. You will begin to call them forth. Those that have been like Lazarus, Father, call them forth in Jesus' name. Shining with the glory of you. I pray for those that are having family issues. I pray for the families. I pray for the children that you will bring those prodigals home. Those that are facing sickness, I pray the waves of healing will begin to flow over you right now from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. I declare that fervency in you to rise up, that you're going to wield that sword of truth stronger than you've ever wielded it before. And you're going to put the enemy in his place. I just declare a strength over the body. I declare a fresh fire and just a passion like never before. Hallelujah, that the prayers you've been praying for will begin to manifest. Those things that you thought dead and lifeless will begin to come alive. That everything in you will begin to come alive. That the fire of God will flow as a fire shut up in your bones. That when you leave this broadcast today, I pray, Lord, that you will bring forth your firebrands in the mighty name of Jesus. That they are wielding a fresh fire and a fresh fervency to serve you. That they will shine with the glory of you. And those things that have held them down shall hold you no more. In Jesus' name. Those things that have tried to hinder you shall hinder you no more. Those that have felt captive and locked up, he is turning that key in Jesus' name. And you are coming out. You are coming out. I speak salvation over these airways. I speak deliverance over these airways, not only for those who are watching, but your family and all that you are praying for and all that concerns you. I pray, come alive. Come alive in Jesus' mighty name. Jesus. Let it be, let it be, let it be. I just bless each and every one of you. And I just want you to let that sink in so deeply within your spirit. And to know that when you walk away from this broadcast, you walk away with that fervency in your spirit. You walk away with that fire. You walk away with a new strength. Because you've got up. And he's calling you to get up. Get up, girl. It's time. It's time to set this world on fire. And not let nothing hold you back or hold you down. You are free in Jesus' name. I love you guys. And I'm going to conclude the broadcast for today. Like I said, it had been a while since I had come on here, and I just felt such an unction to be with you all again and share the Father's heart and what he is saying for you in this hour. It's always a blessing to be with you guys, and like I said, all that comment, I do go back and read the comments. I am praying if there is specific prayer requests. I do pray. And again, I thank you for your prayers for me during a time of loss with my grandmother. It means a whole lot to know that there's people out there. I may not have met you in person, but we are connected spiritually, and perhaps one day we may meet in person. But I just love each and every one of you. I bless you, and just rise up. You got this. God and you have totally got this. But I love you guys. I hope you have a blessed evening. Until next time.